The United Nations has 193 member states. A group of cooks that calls themselves United Noshes aims to recreate meals from all of them alphabetically as a series of dinner parties. Reporter Dina Pritchip stopped by during the preparation of a recent meal to see what you can learn from cooking your way around the world.
Jesse Friedman is pounding roasted eggplants with fish sauce in an enormous mortar and pestle.
Now I'm going to throw the shallots in.
Friedman is preparing recipes from Laos, a landlocked country in Southeast Asia. It's the 92nd country in the UN's roster, which means it's the 92nd United Noshes dinner. Friedman and his wife started the project 3 years ago. They've held dinners at their dining room table and large banquet halls, with ingredients ranging from cashew juice to French charcuterie to fermented corn flour.
One time I walked into an African market and the person behind the counter asked me, "So where do you do Peace Corps?" It was the only time a non-African would come into their store.
In addition to exploring the world's culinary diversity, Friedman was also happy to cook for people, which doesn't always happen in New York City.
And then from there, we decided to make it a fundraiser to fight hunger, because we felt we had to acknowledge the fact that many people couldn't even enjoy the sorts of foods that we were celebrating from their own country.
Diners give a small donation, and so far the project has raised over $20,000, first for the UN's World Food Program, and now for Mercy Corps, an international relief and development organization based in Friedman's new home of Portland, Oregon. In addition to learning about the culinary holdovers of colonialism and several dozen very distinct ways to cook rice, it's been a way for Friedman and his wife, Laura Haddon, to discover places with surprising food ways, like the African islands of Comoros.
It was a lobster with a creme fraiche sauce, a vanilla creme fraiche sauce.
Which, after months of fufu and collard greens, was a welcome change.
There's a lot of Central African countries that start with the letter C. So we were just kind of like, okay, another one of these meals. And then discovered this really great cuisine and learned a lot about the country through that cuisine.
Of course, there have been meals that were less successful.
Which was the one we did with the yak butter?
Bhutan.
Oh, yeah. Yak butter.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
Butter soup.
About a dozen people are here sharing the meal from Laos. Some have taken part in other noshes, like the infamous Bhutan. But tonight's meal, with its aromatic sticky rice and piles of fresh herbs, is a bit more popular. Chris Tebben and her husband Cam are at their first nosh.
I especially liked the rice salad, I don't think that's the right name for it, with the sausage, which was really fantastic.
He liked the beer lau.
Yes, I like the beer lau.
But United Nosh's impact isn't just the money that's being raised. Friedman and Haddon say it's the connections that happen when you share a meal with the world, both at the table and beyond.
I had a cab driver in D.C., and he's from Burkina Faso, and I said, "Oh, I've had food from Burkina Faso," and he was like, "No, you haven't," and I was like, "Yes, I have." So, and I told him the name of these little donuts, and he was like, "Oh my God, I used to sell those in the market with my mom when I was a kid."
United Noshes should be halfway through their project in a few weeks, with a meal from Libya. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchip in Portland, Oregon.